Anyway, so your name again is?
Risa.
Risa. Okay, and he said you were have a severe disability.
I'm a manic depressant.
Manic depressant, so am I. How do you deal with it?
I take medication and I see a doctor and I have a lot of problems getting up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And getting out of bed.
Yeah, I understand. Manic depression is such a general term that that people manifest it very individually, you know. How do you find dealing with society, day-to-day life with people because of that disability? What?
Well, most of the people that I deal with day-to-day are disabled, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, I meet my friend, I won't say her name, but I meet my friend every day, and we go places, and do things.
Well, it sounds to me like you're handling this disability amazingly well.
But like, getting out of bed is hard early.
I'm a night owl.
I like to stay up till 3 in the morning, and then when it comes to getting
up... I stay up till 5 or 6. You're doing all right.
I used to stay up till 5 to watch the Beverly Hillbillies every morning.
I used to watch Columbo early Sunday morning. Other stuff. Yeah, TV's very nice. So what do you think? You've been living in Berkeley all your life, or how long?
Well, I lived in the Berkeley, Oakland Hills. I grew up in the Oakland Hills, really, with a Berkeley mailing address.
So you're basically a native to this area.
I was born in San Francisco.
Very good.
Born in San Francisco. Uh-huh.
What do you like to do to enjoy the day? What interests do you have?
Well, I like to hang out with my friends, and I go to this program called CLC where I can get up for it.
Uh-huh.
And they have an art room and art supplies, free art supplies.
Oh, great.
And I do art, I do watercolors.
Watercolors, amazing.
And I do collage.
Collage.
And jewelry.
Wonderful.
And jewelry.
Is there a gallery for someone like me to just go in and see some of your work?
They used to have some of the work up. If you came in as a visitor, I could show you my portfolio.
Now, is this, you said CLC, what does that stand for?
It's called the Creative Living Center.
And is that connected with the Center for Independent Living?
No.
Different.
It's different.
And so where is CLC?
It's a socialization program.
Wonderful.
For people with mental disabilities.
They sound like a good bunch of people running it.
Yeah, I met most of my friends there.
Well, great.
Most of my friends I know from there.
Great. Do you consider yourself, or what your so-called disability, do you consider that it has an important spiritual gift or aspect to it for you? Or is it just a pain in the ass to deal with?
I think it's both. I think I'm more sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I think it makes me more sensitive.
Yeah, in what ways?
Well, I care more about things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that hurts me to care.
Right.
You know,
right.
It hurts me to care, and having to take the pills all the time is,
mm-hmm.
I always remember to take them at the right time, and stuff like that, and sometimes I'm not always taking what I'm supposed to be taking.
And sometimes the pills don't necessarily work the way they should, they have side effects that are very uncomfortable.
Side effects,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're very brave to face this difficulty, because you're not just facing a problem that you are burdened with, you're facing society's ignorance, too. Yeah, well, I congratulate you. I think you deserve a gold star, another award of medal for what you've been putting up with. Tell me about your watercolors and other artwork. What type of subjects do you like to do?
Well, lately I've been doing cats.
Cats, wow.
But I do flowers and...
Uh-huh.
Well, I've done roses. I gave my mother-in-law some roses for her birthday that I did one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like to do my boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Tell us a little bit about him, if you don't mind.
Well, he's disabled, too.
Uh-huh.
He's, I don't know, he's a mad professor with schizophrenic. He's been diagnosed both.
That's what I have. I'm borderline schizophrenic and manic depressive.
Yeah. He doesn't hear voices or anything, but he does have some trouble with paranoia.
Uh-huh.
A lot of paranoia.
Yeah, well, this society, the way it is, it's so dysfunctional, it can trigger paranoia quite easily anyway,
yeah.
Especially sensitive to it.
Yeah. I heard one time, I looked up hallucination in the dictionary,
uh-huh.
and it said anybody can hallucinate.
That's right.
You don't have to be crazy to hallucinate. Like if you don't have enough sleep or something, people hallucinate when they go a week without sleep.
And what about people who are sort of spiritual and they have visions? That's a form of hallucination, too. Yes, it is. Is there anything you'd like to tell the world? Because you're going to have your voice on the web. Say to the world about anything.
I don't know about that. I don't know what I have to say.
Well, you've been saying it all along now.
I don't know. I'm just going to keep trying, you know. So I get my artwork out and get it seen and stuff. I'm going to go to Okokele, and I encourage people, especially people with disabilities, to get out there and try.
Oh, well, what is so special about Okokele?
Well, they put up artwork for people.
Oh, for people with special needs and disabilities?
Well, anybody.
Oh.
Anybody can put the
artwork. Oh, gee, I'm going to go over there with my artwork, too.
Yeah, you can do
Let
that.
Let me show you something I have here in my art. By the way, this tape recorder is very good. It picks up your voice very well.
Oh, okay.
Let me set it right here. Nice. We got some bongos in the background. There's one of my paintings.
Oh. That's really great.
It's gay rights stuff. Don't tread on moi.
Great.
Did you see this, Cyberman? Charles. It's one of my works. And what it is, it's a template for creating decals.
Awesome Cafe Forensic shows work, too.
Cafe Forensic, that's great, because, you know, I have meetings. I have a computer group that meets at Cafe Coquelet every Thursday evening called Broker Unix User Group, and I didn't know they do that. I'll speak with them. Here's my other one called Eat My Jockstrap Homophobes. And see, what I do is I put them on a color copy machine with self-sticking tape and create decals. But then I realized that the decals weren't so much the art. These are incredible little works. I just see the templates, not realizing it. So, did you want to talk a little bit?
Well,
Cyberman, a.k.a. Charles.
Well, you can ask me something. Did you have a question for me? Or just I didn't have anything on my mind in particular. I do agree with you. The stress and strain and the inequality and oppressiveness of our society could cause, I would think, anyone to feel paranoid or to have hallucinations.
Yeah,
you know?
I think when you have a tendency toward that, this type of society can easily trigger because it's very hostile and harsh, hard-edged in our society, and very little caring for people who are not normal, for want of a better word.
Yeah, because from a little child, I was just very sensitive, and people reacted in such an abrupt way around me that I think that's where I got a lot of self-doubt and insecurity right from that point on, because I grew up in a family that was, rugged individualist, that type of philosophy.
Machismo.
Machismo, yeah, and I needed support. It wasn't like it wasn't strong or I didn't have ability. I did, but I was extra sensitive and I needed support and I really couldn't get it. And I went to school in a Catholic school and, of course, I didn't get very little support there either.
Yeah, yeah. Well,